Oh, clean it up.
Well, cheers.
Here's looking at you, buddy.
Welcome to Unlearn Pavement Radio. My name is Bobby Wintle. I'm here with my good friend, Mr. Scott Nutt. Welcome, Scott.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. So today on the episode, we're going to talk about a couple of things. First and foremost, we have a brand new addition to the gravel events that are happening here in Stillwater. And Scott is spearheading this event, and we wanted to bring him on to give everybody an idea of what to expect, tell everyone when the event is, and what's going on, and why you should come be a part of it. So Scott, take the reins.
Okay, it's going to be part of the Tour of Pain ride, which happens on July 2nd. That's a Saturday. And the Tour of Pain has been a road century for years and years and years. And recently I was asked if we could add a gravel version. So we've gone ahead and done that, and we've plotted out our courses, and we're going to be seeing some very scenic parts of Payne County, as far south and east as Ripley, and as far north and west as Lake McMurtry. Mass start 7:30 on Saturday. You'll have all the same amenities that the road riders have without the traffic, and another great opportunity to unlearn pavement.
So starting into this ride is out at the fairgrounds just east of town here in Stillwater?
That's correct. There'll be a mass start at 7:30 at the fairgrounds. You can register the day of. There's also events going on there the night before. There's a free pasta dinner. There's some live entertainment, and you can register the night before as well.
Is there camping available out there?
There is camping available, and they have showers in the building out there. And actually, it's pretty nice camping. I think it's $15 a night.
That's fantastic. That's such a good price. So, fully supported gravel ride. We've got two options on distances. Is that correct?
Two options. There's a 39-mile ride and a, let's say 40 and 60 are the two
40
distances.
40 and 60, yep. So, fully supported, not a race.
Not a race. We've got rest stops. The first rest stop is like at about mile 20. That's at the entrance to Lake McMurtry. And then the two routes split up at Washington and 56. There'll be a rest stop there. And for the longer ride, there'll be a rest stop under the bridge at Ripley.
Oh, very cool.
There won't be any trolls, but we will have beverages and shade and a place to sit if you need, and nutrition as well.
That's right next to the river, to the Cimarron River. It's a really beautiful spot.
It is. It's
sometimes a little sandy.
Yeah, I found out the hard way last week. It took a spill. But luckily nothing broke on the bike. I'm sore. The bike came out all right. That's why I look at the bike first, you know. But that spot down in Ripley is part of a number of other rides that we do, and we've decided that this is a pretty cool spot to have our final rest stop. And that's about 15 miles from the end.
So really laid-back pace if you want. You know, obviously you can always push it, but really laid-back atmosphere for this would be perfect, in my opinion, for someone who hasn't done a gravel event yet. That, you know, obviously it'd be perfect for anybody, for the seasoned veteran too, but really fantastic entry-level way to get into gravel riding with the shorter option of, you know, 40 miles, which is shorter than a lot of different gravel events that I see as an entry-level option. And then 60 miles is just, you know, more than enough on a really good, maybe hot July day to come out and test yourself. And in my opinion, a lot of these roads are going to be a great preview for someone who maybe also hasn't done the Land Run 100, the 50, or the 100, and wants to come and see what the gravel roads around Stillwater are all about.
Oh, absolutely. Payne County has amazing gravel, as is evidenced by how quickly the Land Run has grown. And personally, I believe that all of our road events should start offering gravel versions as well, because this is really, that is the growing wave of the sport, it seems to me. And once you have been out there and really felt that unlearned pavement thing, it's very real. And for me, that's the real pleasure of being able to add something like this, as I get to introduce other people to this whole concept of unlearned pavement.
Obviously greatly appreciated from our end of things. And yeah, we think that bringing this vibe of gravel, this the vibe of gravel is just a little bit different. It's a little, kind of run what you brung type of thing. Any bike can basically make it happen. Any bike will do, except for maybe a full on, road race bike. And that opens up the level of participation to maybe a lot more people than just a specific road event, in my opinion, or a mountain bike event. So gravel has this gorgeous, beautiful in-between, and seeing it come in a non-competitive way to another event here in Stillwater just kind of speaks to the volumes of the growth of the event, or of the sport itself and of gravel. So we're excited. District Bicycles is excited to be we've been a longtime sponsor of Tour Pain since we moved here and opened the shop in 2011. We've ran SAG support, and so this year we're going to be running the first SAG stop there at Lake McMurtry, where everybody is doing the 40 or the 60 will run through. So we'll have some really fun things going on there, and some surprises, we promise.
It might be the early Oasis.
It could be the early Oasis.
And if it's hot enough, people may just go down to the lake and jump in.
It'd be perfect.
And I actually have done that when I'm riding single track out there. It's a great lake for that.
Tour Pain, Saturday, July 2nd. Cost?
$35.
$35. That could get you into the event. You've got full support. We've got driving SAG support and some beautiful, beautiful backcountry to check out. And if you're listening to this and you're actually more excited about the pavement, there's pavement routes also everywhere from 15 miles up to 100 miles, correct?
Correct.
So not only do we have the kind of the entry for the gravel, but we've got a full-on, fully supported paved version also that has, touted 300-plus riders each year.
Around 300.
So switch gears a little bit. So, Scott, you're heavily involved in this. You've been asked to help out with it, but that's not all. This isn't your first rodeo by any means. So I wanted to just dive in a little bit and let you just kind of speak to where you've seen things go in this community specifically, and how you have been a part of it, and how maybe you feel like your perspective and things have changed over these last few years.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of the time I'm looking at people that are coming into gravel riding, and I try to figure out what their etymology is, like where did they come from? And I think in some ways I'm typical because I was a roadie forever. Done a lot of cross-state tours, done the freewheel here a number of times. And my first thing that I said when somebody said, you should go do a gravel ride, was, why would I ride gravel when I've got perfectly good asphalt? And until you've ridden it a few times and you begin to understand that it's, in a lot of ways, more challenging, but a lot of ways a lot more relaxing because you don't have the traffic issues and you get to be out in the middle farmland, and the things that you see are just amazing. I've been an advocate for cycling for a long time, and as many advocates do, I suffered burnout and got tired of pushing the rock up the hill and watching it roll down again. And gravel is an opportunity where that doesn't seem to happen. So I've transferred my efforts to trying to advocate for this new side of the sport, because in the end, what's important is that we have more riders visible and on the road. And gravel lends itself to that. It's amazing how prepared gravel riders are. One of the things that we learned last year when we introduced this to Freewheel was everybody is self-contained. Everybody has what they need. Didn't really have to be taken care of very well. Of course, we were there for safety reasons and for refreshments and nutrition. But it's amazing, the crowd that's coming into gravel riding, is they're self-contained in a lot of ways.
They absolutely are. They do bring on a mentality of, I can do this. I can do this on my own. I want to go and explore and see a new place. And I think the gravel itself lends to the sense of adventure and the preparedness, because every time you go ride, even maybe the same road you've ridden 1,000 times, it could be completely different. And so you've got to be prepared for the changes there and the way that the ride could end up, handing itself to you. So you've got to be prepared.
You don't know if the county has just laid down fresh gravel.
Yeah.
That's what everybody loves that. But you take that in stride and... So long as you keep it upright.
Yeah, exactly. So you, as a rider, and then as a, in this case, a semi-promoter, You know, do you love both sides of it? Which side would you rather see yourself on? Would you rather be riding, or would you rather be an advocate? Would you rather be, because tell everyone what you're getting ready to do this weekend. It's super exciting, actually.
Yeah. Well, personally, Saturday I leave for California. I'll be on my second stint as a course marshal for the Amgen Tour of California. So I'll be traveling with the Entourage for 8 days. Eight different stages with the fastest humans on the planet. And watch for my post, because I'll be posting photos and videos every day.
Yeah, it's Scott Nutt. Check out his Facebook page.
It's just the most fun. It was offered to me by a friend that I'd been doing RAGBRAI with in Iowa for a number of years. And last year was my first year when I was retired that I could say, yeah, I got nothing going. I didn't have to parcel out vacation days to do it. So, but in terms of would I rather be riding or working the Tour of Pain Gravel, I've already ridden it once. Keith Sheets and I rode it, and it's challenging. It's a very good route, and always the day of the ride, I'm always thinking, man, I wish I was out there riding. But most of these rides that we put together, we find an opportunity to go pre-ride them.
Absolutely.
Because we want to know what we're getting people into, and of course, I'll be marking the course probably late night the night before, so I will know everything about the course conditions, and there'll be a brief meeting in the morning where we will show the marking system that we're using, so you won't miss your corners, and just to tell you, hey, you know, there's loose sand at such and such a place, or there was a dog at this neighborhood or whatever. So that's a good question. I really like to be participating, but this is a great way to participate
too. It is
there's a great feeling of satisfaction when you see everybody come in at the end and there's a party going on, and you know that they had a blast.
Yeah.
So there will be.
That's right.
There will be some type of reception at the end. Trevor is bringing the freewheel trailer, and that'll be positioned right at the start finish line. And generally when that happens, there's some kind of a party going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to try our best to have a great reception for everybody to come back through. And what a great way to just get out and enjoy the gravel in a time where there aren't a ton of events in this area going on. So, yeah, July 2nd, once again, Saturday morning, $35, super cheap for a supported gravel ride. And you'll be amongst a lot of other people from all over the state, maybe outside of the state. And so everyone from here at District and Land Run 100 will be there hanging out. And so if you guys want to come and be a part of it, like, we just want to thank Scott so much, and Keith Sheets, and Tom Wooler, who's the main director for Tour of Pain, for making this possible and giving us another opportunity to get people out on some gravel roads. It's going to be a great, great weekend.
Absolutely, and thank you, Bobby.
Yeah, thanks, man. Well, Scott, have a great time in California.
Oh, can't wait.
Can't wait to hear all your stories about shenanigans and ridiculous bottles of wine and
fast humans on bicycles.
All sorts of things for the pros and all that. So, and thanks again for all your work. Like, you've been a tireless volunteer and advocate and rider and been at all the group rides here in town. I mean, Scott, you do so much, man. You put on little rides yourself that you've done for years and years, kick your butt down in the eastern part of the state.
Oh, the Ouachitas.
Yeah, the Ouachitas. You know, you put together the North Shore Fat Bike Tour that we did. Our very first podcast on Unlearned Pavement Radio was about that. So, man, like, people don't realize, you know, you've been doing RAGBRAI for 27 years.
So you think I'd get tired of it, but nah. It's the Mardi Gras of cycling. It's something to see.
So, I mean, yeah, you've been into it for so long, and, thank you's not enough, but thanks so much, man.
More than enough from you guys.
Let's get as many people this ride as we possibly can, and, if you guys want, you can pre-register, I believe.
Yep. Registration is open now.
Yep, it's open right now. It's online. Just look for Tour of Pain, and look for the gravel option or the road option, whichever fits your needs, and let's see you there in July. So, Scott, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, man.
Until next time, Southern Pavement Radio, Bobby. Talk to you guys soon.